Lord. Leo, they said the exact same thing to my kindergarten teacher. I just wanted to tell you that, buddy, just to make you feel better about yourself. They did. They really did. Carter says he's cutting me off at 5 minutes, all right? So we don't got too much time. I promise I'm not going to preach to you guys. Just a couple little thoughts. But if you'll turn to 2 Timothy 2:15, which is the Awana verse, and we'll stand and read God's word like always to honor God's word. Second Timothy 2:15. The Bible says, "Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Let's bow our heads and pray. Dear Lord, thank you for this day that you've given us just to do the Awana Awards. Thank you for this opportunity you've given me to speak. I don't take it lightly. I pray that we'd be convicted and that we'd go out of here being doers of the word, not hearers only, and that we wouldn't leave the same as we came in, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. I love Awana. I love Awana because it's a personal thing for me. The word Awana, by the way, everyone, when you first see it, you think, that's stupid. That's the most random word I've ever heard in my life. That's what I thought when I was young. But it stands for approved workmen are not ashamed. And it comes straight from this verse, 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. But I love Awana because what it means to me personally, because it's helped me grow in my personal relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. At some point, everyone in this room has to go from just knowing Jesus intellectually, hearing about him, to knowing him personally.
Amen.
No difference will be made in your life until you know Jesus personally. And that's why it's so important to have your kids in Awana as well. Because we won't have to drag them to church. We won't have to force them to read their Bible. We won't have to force them to do a devotion. We won't have to force them to act right at school if they just love Jesus for themselves. So it's important to get the Bible into them. Because the more of the Bible that gets into them, the more of the world that will come out of them. And you know, when I was a kid, believe it or not, I was on the wild side. I talked too much. I still have undiagnosed ADHD. Did you guys know that? Okay. But I talked too much, I was wild, I was crazy. But what's funny is all my Awana teachers will tell you, even when they didn't think I was paying attention, I absorbed everything they were saying. They used to tell my parents, he could quote back to us everything we told him, because even though it didn't seem like I was paying attention and I was a little bit crazy, the Lord has always drawn me to the Bible. And I realize now that that was the work of God on my heart, because Jesus says, I will draw all men unto myself. And now I understand now it's because the Lord wanted me to preach this book for the rest of my life, Lord willing, and that's why he drew me to it when I was young. So Awana means a lot to me because my whole life I've been drawn to the Bible, and it's been something that's been ingrained into me. I've had the privilege that I've been raised in church my whole life. Not everyone gets that privilege. But it's also a dangerous thing because a lot of people come to church, but they never change. And when we bring kids into Awana, what we're trying to do is we're trying to teach them the Word of God. We're trying to make them hide it in their heart. But we can give them the information, and you ought to give them the demonstration. But Pastor Bryson said this to me before, and it's bars. Only the Lord can bring the transformation.
Amen.
We can do everything that we want to do, but at the end of the day, only Jesus can change somebody. But it starts with us. You've heard this said before, but the kids aren't going to be the church. They're the church right now.
Amen.
And if we want to invest in the church later, we need to invest in the kids right now.
Amen.
Because they're the future of our church. One day they're going to be in leadership positions, and the strength of the church then will directly correlate to the strength of the church
Amen.
Right now.
Yeah.
How well we teach, how much of the Bible we know, how much we're trying to pass it along to them.
Yep.
Because kids are dangerous. You want to know why? Because they'll expose us. Jesus says in Matthew, he says, wisdom is justified of her children. The point he's trying to make is that whatever the product is going to reflect on who made the product.
Yeah.
So the parents, the people, my mom, I have none of my dad's height, but that's okay. But I reflect more of my dad as far as personality and things like that. But I reflect my parents physically, but thank God I reflect them spiritually as well. Because they've ingrained that into me. And the kids, these kids one day, they're doing mighty things for the Lord right now. But these kids are either going to validate this church's integrity and sincerity, or one day they're going to expose our hypocrisy. So let's make sure that we're doing the right things, that we're really putting our being intentional about putting the Bible into these kids and investing in them now. Because there's nothing more dangerous to Satan, there's nothing more dangerous to hell than a fired up kid for the Lord.
Amen.
Because they have a childlike faith, they're not scared of anything. They'll go straight up to anyone and say, hey, are you saved? Do you know about my friend Jesus? They'll do that to anybody. So we got to get these kids fired up for the Lord. And if this doesn't motivate you, what I'm about to say, I don't know what will. But this is what the Lord brought me, and you guys know this, but it's pretty harsh. Satan hates your kid. Your kid. All the parents in here, Satan hates your kid. But we don't fight against Satan by hating him back. The Bible doesn't say that. It says, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. He's a spirit. You're going to be punching the air trying to fight with Satan. But if you'll submit to your God, submit to God means you have to humble yourself. You can't do it by yourself. That's what it means, submit. You have to recognize, I can't fight Satan, because Satan would absolutely whoop all of us and sift us as wheat if Jesus wasn't our mediator.
Amen.
So we have to make sure that we're submitting to God and resisting the devil, and he will flee from us. And if our kids see us, and we know the Bible, and we love the Lord, and we're living how we... The kids can't just hear me teach it in Awana. They can't just hear Pastor Jeremy teach it. They need to see the church live it.
Yeah.
And that's what the kids need. I remember when I was a kid, I got into all kinds of stuff. I mean, if you went to my grad party, there were pictures of me, and Lord help me. But I liked magic tricks. I still do. I like doing card tricks. But I used to ask for magic sets for Christmas, card tricks all the time. I wore a hat. I called myself Houdini or Zadini or something like that. But when I was into that stuff when I was a kid, I heard a story one time. I forget where I heard it from. I promise I'm not making it up. But Houdini, who knows Houdini? So he was a master escape artist. You guys know that? And one time, these two prison guards came to Houdini and they said, we want you to come to our prison. We're going to lock you in this cell and we want you to try to escape. And Houdini, he's the guy, right? He's the master of this. So smirk came to his face. Of course I'll do that. Let me go make a show for you guys. So they bring him to the cell. They shut the door. The door's locked. Houdini's trapped. Little did they know, Houdini had a thin piece of metal hidden under his belt. So he pulls it out. He begins to grin. Oh, I got him this time. They don't even know that I have a tactic, because they left. And he began to try to unlock that cell. But 2 minutes went by and it wouldn't budge. Now, he didn't panic at first because maybe it's just rusted. Maybe it's just hard to get open. But 5 minutes later, he still couldn't open it. 10 minutes later, he still couldn't open it. He began to get frustrated and to panic, and then eventually, he accepted defeat and laid on the floor and yelled, help, help, let me out of the cell so that I can't get out. And here come the prison guards laughing. And you know what they did? They walked right up to that cell door and opened it straight up. Didn't even have to unlock it. And they said, Houdini, the reason why you couldn't unlock the cell door is because it was never locked in the first place. Where I'm going with this is here. Jesus says, who knows this verse? You will know the truth, and the truth will make you free.
Amen.
He didn't say the truth will make you free. That's not what it says at all. It says you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Those kids are born in bondage to sin just like us. I was shapen in iniquity and sin my mother did conceive me, the Bible says in Psalms. They're born in bondage to sin. And these kids will not be able to get out of that prison cell. It doesn't matter how smart they are, how clever, how crafty. Houdini thought he had it all figured out, and he was stuck because he didn't know the simple truth that the door was never locked in the first place. They are in a cell that they will not be able to get out of on their own. But thank God, Jesus Christ came down from heaven and paid for the sins of the whole world. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. And we've got to get the Bible into these kids. They are the next generation. This verse is important. This is Paul writing to Timothy from prison, trying to pass on what he knows to his son in the faith. And when he says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. What he's talking about, when he says ashamed, he doesn't mean, oh, I'm terrible, feel so sorry for yourself. He's talking about the idea of being ashamed to speak up. What he's saying is this, Timothy, study your Bible good enough to where if a Catholic, a Mormon, a Jehovah's Witness has come knocking at your door, you won't be scared to talk to him. You'll invite him in for Bible study. That's what he's talking about. We have to get these kids to the point to where they are not ashamed of the Word of God. If someone comes to them someday and says, Jesus isn't God, you're crazy. What are you talking about? Oh, but in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Oh, God didn't die for the sins of the whole world, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son that Whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. What do you mean in it? What do you mean eternal security? You can lose your salvation if you sin. Romans 8:1. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. It says in John, he says, I'm the good shepherd. All those that my Father has given me will come to me, and I will lose how many of them? None. I'll lose none of them. These kids need to be able to defend their faith. The one thing I've stressed, the leaders have heard me say it and the kids have heard me say it, the thing I stress the most all year is that the kids don't just need to know what they believe, but why they believe it.
Amen.
Because then once they know why they believe it, they'll be able to defend it, they'll be able to lead other people to the Lord, and when some science teacher comes to them someday trying to say they evolved from a monkey, they'll actually be able to defend it. They won't get sucked. And listen, I like what Nancy said. She was up here preaching, and women shouldn't preach, but... She said, Sunday school is just another line of defense against the devil. And that's what Awana is for your kids. It's just another line of defense against the devil, because he's coming after each and every single one of the kids, including you and including me. But if we have the Bible in us, the Bible says in 1 John chapter 1, you have an unction, that means an anointing. You have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. The Bible says the Holy Spirit brings all things to our remembrance. It talks about elsewhere in the Bible that deceivers will come in the last days, and if it were possible, it would deceive the very elect. What I'm trying to get at is this. Someone that's truly saved and someone that understands their Bible will not be deceived.
Amen.
The only kind of deceiving we do is deceiving our own selves, isn't it? Like it says in James 1:22, we love to deceive ourselves sometimes. But Satan will not be able to deceive us no matter how much he lies to us, because we have the, who's heard the song where it says, the voice of truth tells me, sorry, I'm like Pastor Bryson right now singing, but we have the voice of truth inside of us. And that's what the kids need. So as we draw to a close, if we could have Bev come to do the altar call, but I'm just going to ask of each person in here that you would invest into the kids. Think to yourself, what can you do? Because you don't have to be an Awana teacher. You don't have to be a children's pastor to invest in the kids. You can be a demonstration. You can show them what it means to be a Christian. You can show them what it means to live like Christ. Because this is, everyone knows this already, but it's true. The kids are looking to us. They're looking at us, and if they see us acting a fool, they're going to think, oh, well, it's already in my nature to want to do that, so I guess it's okay now. But if we show them, no, we're holding ourselves to a high standard... Listen, their standards will be as high as their view of God. So we have to show them how great our God is, correct? So as we come to a close, if you could start playing, I just invite all of you to the altar to pray that you could start investing in these children now. And that, listen, the Bible says, don't let any man despise your youth. These kids are convicting to me. They have more scripture memorized than a lot of adults in here, including myself. They have more confidence in their faith than a lot of us. They've witnessed more. They go out on grow and they knock doors more confidently than grown folks. So I just ask that we come to the altar tonight convicted, and that we would. Someone has to care about these kids. We have to care about, because all of us are going to die someday, and the only things that we get to keep are what we give away to others, because that's what will last for eternity.
Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Let's go to the Lord in prayer tonight. Father, we come to you and giving you this invitation and altar call.